PROMISE is an acronym for Promoting Readiness of Miners and Supplemental Security Income. In 2013, a $32 million grant was given to the Arkansas Department of Education and College of Education and Health Professions at the University of Arkansas. Philip Adams is director of Arkansas PROMISE.
We provide curriculum and training related to health and wellness, financial literacy, and self-determination and self-advocacy on growing into an adult with a disability.
The project involves low to middle income students who qualify for supplemental security income benefits because they're disabled. And each summer, one quarter of them are put to work. The Arkansas Department of Workforce Services, a PROMISE project partner, matched 183 local employers in 25 counties with 291 youth with disabilities. An incentive for employers is that the teenagers' wages are being paid with federal PROMISE grant dollars.
It is known as subsidized employment. Many employers work with the local workforce centers to do a subsidized employment program with youth in the general population as well, which is why the local workforce centers were a great contractor for PROMISE, as they had an existing infrastructure and an existing network of employers.
PROMISE staff also contacted certain industry and businesses to participate in the project based on teens' interests. Take 17-year-old Rachel Cooper. She loves babies and small children, so it was matched with Peace Kids Learning Center in Rogers. This afternoon, she guides us into one of the toddler suites.
So I want to be a pediatric cardiothoracic surgeon. So I'm going to be working with children a lot.
Rachel has personal experience with surgery, having gone through multiple procedures herself. She was born with bilateral congenital hip dysplasia.
I've actually had 9 surgeries on my hips.
Rachel somehow has learned to live with chronic pain, but it's challenging in this setting.
Probably picking up the children, because it actually causes a lot of strain on my hips. But they always come up to me and they're like, "Hold me, play with me." And I'm just like, "I can't refuse you."
Despite her chronic pain, Rachel managed to complete her prerequisite PROMISE research work hours. But not all PROMISE teens succeeded, say program coordinators. Some teens could not manage daily work schedules or tasks, so had to quit. Others were terminated due to behavior issues. Rachel Cooper's supervisor, Jamie Thornton, is also coordinating job opportunities with 16 other disabled youth.
A lot of times in society, people tell them they can't do things, and then to see them go out and just exceed all expectations is phenomenal for me.
The goal of PROMISE is to decrease the amount of federal funding needed to support disabled teens as they come of age. Presently, supplemental security income is delivered to low- and middle-income youth who are documented with intellectual, developmental, psychiatric, emotional, behavioral, or physical disabilities. At age 18, they're reassessed. If unable to work, they're placed on public welfare.
If we're looking at a cost-benefit analysis as a society, if 50 out of the 1,000 program group participants transition off of benefits as adults, then the 5-year research grant pays for itself.
In a media release issued this week, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson lauded participating PROMISE employers and encouraged local businesses to support Arkansas teens with disabilities. For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.